from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, just across the Delaware River, one family is struck with absolute tragedy in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where a father and two adult sons were all killed by a high-speed Amtrak train. Police in Bristol say the 24-year-old son's death has been deemed a suicide, while his 31-year-old brother and their 56-year-old father died trying to save their loved one on Thursday evening. A teen from Virginia has been accused of trying to kill a New Jersey police officer.
On Thursday, Burlington County prosecutors said they charged a 16-year-old from Alexandria, Virginia, with attempted murder. According to authorities, the teen used a stolen car to repeatedly ram a Florence Township police cruiser. After the stolen car became inoperable, the teen lunged at three police officers with a knife. One officer's face and torso were hurt. It comes less than a month after a 14-year-old allegedly shot a Newark police officer to death. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And New Jersey's drought situation is slowly improving. The latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows less than 5% of the state is still in an extreme drought condition, while about 75% of New Jersey is now in moderate drought condition. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. A second straight day of stocks plummeting following President Trump's global tariffs. Another thing to be impacted, gamers will have to wait to pre-order the Nintendo Switch 2. The video game giant announced U.S. pre-orders will not start April 9th in order to assess the potential impact of tariffs and evolving market conditions. The new console is still said to be released June 5th. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 2,231 points at 38,314. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. When will temps warm back up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weekend weather forecast isn't great. Yeah, we need the rain. Lots of clouds, cool temperatures, occasional raindrops coming up. Although most of the hours this weekend will be dry and our threat for wintry or severe weather very low. Maybe a few showers tonight, otherwise cloudy and cool. Lows dip into the upper 40s and our high tomorrow only reaching about 50. Definitely cloudy and cool. Could be an isolated shower or pocketed drizzle at any time tomorrow. Looks like Sunday will start dry, then showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday mainly in the 60s. Little cooler, 50s to the north. Little warmer, 70s potentially in southwest New Jersey, and then Monday drying out and cooling down. Still lots of clouds, highs around 50 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange and Hillsboro are both 67 degrees, Toms River 69, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. The Boo Boo Bacon Bunny is back, filled with crisp bacon and handcrafted into premium chocolate. Online at dbchocolate.com or visit David Bradley in Robbinsville, your Easter candy headquarters.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.